You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Somebody was going home for a minute to get something from the house, and for a few minutes, and they noticed that their cleaning lady babysitter was in the house, and there was no one else. His wife was at work, and situation was such that he has to know, is he allowed to be in the house with only the female babysitter or cleaning lady? Is that a problem of yichud? Problem of yichud exists on babysitting for your nephew, your niece. Could be a shayla of yichud, depending on the situation, which we'll speak about perhaps. Babysitting shaylas, and shaylas on dates, of course. Shaylas for doctors, which hopefully we'll get to at the end of the... We have a number of doctors here. Hopefully we'll get to at the end of this year some shuls about doctors. Shaylas about accountants, lawyers, who are in the firm, and they're working on a project after hours, and there's only a few people there. A few colleagues or paralegals or secretaries are with them. Shaylas for electricians and plumbers. They go to their house, and only the housewife is home. So are they allowed to work in the house if the housewife is there? So all these issues, we're going to have to, you know, focus. There are a lot of aspects, but we're going to focus primarily on one sugya within the larger heter of yichud, the larger iser of yichud, and that is the heter of Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim. Different, I might have mentioned this once 2 years ago, and that is that different sugyas are built in different ways. The way yichud is built is like this. Yichud is aser, except the entire learning of the sugya of Hilchas Yichud is to figure out the three or four kulas that exist in Hilchas Yichud. One of them is Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim, which is tonight's topic. Another heter is Baal Be'ir, which is not tonight's topic. Another heter is if there's a shomer, if there's a child of a certain age or a certain relative who would be shomer, that's a different heter. But other than that, it's always aser unless you have a reason to make it mutter. That's the structure of Hilchas Yichud in general in the Shulchan Aruch. So let's begin with the source of this heter for Yichud, that is Pesach Pasuch Rishus HaRabim, Gemara and Kiddushin. At the very end of Kiddushin, Pe'alef Amad Aleph. Amar Rabba. That's a good question. Says, is the Yichud applicable to only an Eshes Ish or even a Pnuya? So that, the Gemara says, was Yichud, says the Gemara in Sanhedrin, I believe, is Asa Daraisa. We learn it a remez. The Gemara says it's a remez, Li'ichud Daraisa, from a Pasuk. I'm not going to go into the remez because it's a hard remez. But the Gemara says explicitly that Yichud is Daraisa. The problem is the Rambam records, despite the fact that the Gemara says explicitly Yichud Daraisa, the Rambam says that it's Mipi HaKabbalah and it's Makas Mardus. So both of those terms in the Rambam sound like it's only the Rabbanu in the Rambam's eyes, maybe because he sees that the Gemara only says the word remez, the Yichud Daraisa, but the Gemara does say Yichud Daraisa. All the other Rishonim say Yichud indeed is Daraisa, but that's only Yichud with an Erva. Yichud with your mother-in-law, Yichud with your sister-in-law, Yichud with your daughter-in-law, Yichud with your aunt. Those are all Asa Daraisa. Yichud with your stepmother, Yichud with your, whatever, your stepdaughter. Those would all be Ervas, and therefore those would be Yichud Daraisa. If there would be a Penuya Tahora, that would not be Asa Daraisa. The problem is nowadays, we have Penuyas, but we don't have Penuya Tahoras. Because in the olden days, when they had Truma, and they wanted to make a girl, who's a 14-year-old girl who's walking around the house, we don't want her, if she's a Nida, we don't want her touching the Wheaties. Because it's going to mess up the Wheaties. The Truma Wheaties are not going to, the Kohanim aren't going to be able to eat the Truma Wheaties. So even the Penuyos would go to the mikvah when they were 14 years old, 15 years old. But nowadays, there's only one reason why a woman would go to the mikvah. We don't have truma, it's only to lahatir labayla. And therefore, if she's single, there's no reason lahatir labayla, so we're not going to let her go to the mikvah. So therefore, theoretically, a penuya tahora would have yichud only midrabanan. It's actually an interesting story, the Gemara says. Why do they make this issa drabanan? So the Gemara tells a story, same Gemara in Sanhedrin. Gemara tells a story of Amnon. Amnon was David HaMelech's son or stepson, or I don't remember exactly. And Tamar was his daughter, his wife's daughter, right? And Amnon was lovesick for his, not really half-sister, but sort of almost half-sister, Tamar. And his friend bumps into him and says, Amnon, why are you so depressed? You look so terrible. What's wrong? He says, I'm lovesick for this girl. In the palace, Tamar. So he says, I have an idea. Why don't you pretend that you're sick? She'll come in and she'll take care of, you know, she's a good cook. She always bakes, you know, chocolate chip cookies and hot soup, chicken soup for people who aren't feeling well in the palace. She'll bring you some hot chicken soup. And you could take advantage of her when she comes in. V'kachava, Amnon, in the palace of David HaMelech, pretends that he's sick. Tamar comes in to visit him, to take care of him a little bit. And lo and behold, he takes advantage of Tamar. So the Gemara comments, the Beis Din in the time of David HaMelech commented out loud, Im libnos malachim kach, to a Bas Yisrael who's not a Bas Melech, halachas kama v'kama. Im litznuos kach, Tamar, who is the tznua, and she got taken advantage, she got raped. Prutzos, halachas kama v'kama, ba'osa shah gazru, yichud al ha'pnuya. Even if a pnuya, who's not an erva at all, there's still going to be yichud, albeit only mitrabanam. Yichud of an erva is asa d'raisa, yichud of a pnuya is only asa d'rabanam. What we have left is the most common shaila, which would apply certainly on dates, and even a single woman nowadays is a nida. She's not an erva, or is nida an erva or not? That's machlokas rishona. If a nida has a din erva, why is nida yes an erva? Well, it's in the parash of arayas. It's chiv karis. Why do we argue that nida is not an erva? No, that's only by that would only be a bittel. Why do we say that nida is not an erva? No, why is nida not an erva? Different reason, based on what he said. Look at that. Why is nida not an erva? What's the vlad? If there's a bia with an erva, what's the child?
Mamzer.
A mamzer. What about a ben nida?
Not mamzer.
Nothing wrong with him. A little pagam, maybe a little bad midos, but he's not an erva. Mm-hmm. He's not a mamzer.
Uh-huh.
Is there tefisas kedushin by you if you marry your sister? You marry your mother. Is there tefisas kedushin?
No.
No. If you marry a nida, sure.
Yes.
Sure, there's tefisas kedushin. So it sounds like it is not an erva. So we have different motivations, different directions, whether nida is an erva or not an erva. We pask in halacha ma'isa and hilchas, in this segment we're going to assume that a nida is an erva, and therefore yichud with an erva, with a nida, I'm sorry, yichud with a nida, we're going to assume it's nisa d'oraisa. So a guy on a date with a single girl, even if she's not his mother-in-law, sister-in-law, brother, daughter-in-law, she's a single girl. Mm-hmm. She's a penuya, but she's not tahora. She's a tmei. She's a nida. Mm-hmm. We're going to assume that's going to be nida daraisa. That's going to be an erva daraisa, mm-hmm. and therefore yichud is going to be daraisa by on a date, on a date situation, or certainly if a plumber or an electrician comes to a home and the woman's home, she's an eish zish. That's also going to be yichud daraisa.
We find other distinctions between a Jew versus a non-Jew.
Yes, thank you. There is a distinction. Yichud with a non-Jewish woman is not an erva, and a non-Jewish woman is not a penuya tahora either. That's a later takana derabanan in the time of Talmidei Hillel and Talmidei Shammai. The Gemara says, "Gazru al ha goya nachria." I don't remember the exact lashon of Chazal, but they made a gzera. So yichud with a non-Jewish woman is only going to be derabanan. By definition. So if a person's in a law firm and he has a secretary and they're alone by themselves, that situation where at worst be a Nisa d'Rabbanan. It should be non-Jewish. If it should be Jewish, it should be a Nisa d'Raisa. Okay, so we're now, without getting into all that whole sugya, I really want to focus on the solution to the Isur of Yichud. One of the solutions is that the door is open. The question that we have to figure out, and this is really the main point in the sugya, is what does it mean that the door is open? Pesach, Pasuch, or Shus Harabim, what does the word Pasuch mean? Does it mean the door is ajar? You could see in, or you could just push the door, it's ajar, it's inviting attention? Or is it just, it's closed, but it's unlocked? So if you're in the office, what?
Unlocked doesn't do anything.
Unlocked doesn't do anything, you're arguing. We'll see soon, I hear what you're saying. And this is very nogeya lemaisa. This is nogeya for doctors' offices, right? You have a doctor. You have a client, a patient in your physical therapy practice. You have a client in your law office or a customer. Could you just leave the law or an electrician? Could you just leave the front door unlocked and do whatever you got to do for work? And the front door is unlocked, or no? You have to leave it mamash ajar. Which could be, depending on where you live and depending on what time of the day it is, that could be not so great, not so convenient.
How do you define Bali here?
We're not going to talk about Bali. That's a different sugya. I don't want to. I don't want to. That I don't want to talk about that. That's another shiur.
First words of it is.
Yeah, that's a different shiur. So I don't want to talk about that now.
Oh my!
So says the Rashba regarding our question of how open is open. Look what he says. V'hagafas dlosos sha'amarta, closing the door that you're referring to, ain't ze yichud. Closed door is not yichud. Ad shehei bayis nahol, until the house is locked. Says the Rashba explicitly that the only thought, excuse me, that there's yichud is if the door is locked. But if it's unlocked, it's just closed, that's not yichud. And he quotes a line from the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi says, Tara Torek. Tara is a shar, a door. Torek says the Rashba, that means Yushalmi shar no b'manu mashma. That's where there's an issue. The issue is when it's locked. And then look at the rationale. You asked before, Rabbi Balzam, why does it help? If it's closed, then you can't see in. So it's yichud, right? V'taima, and the second line, and this is the Rashba in Chelek Aleph Simen, Elef Reshon Aleph, 1251. V'taima kol she'enu, any time the door is not locked, the individual inside, yorehu, is scared. Shema yikanes ache shelo bishus. It's not a matter that anybody could see it. You're right, nobody's going to be able to see it. However, people are going to be scared that somebody might enter at any moment, and you don't know if this is going to be the moment. So therefore, somebody's going to be scared to do anything inappropriate with the knowledge that somebody might just walk in on them where they least expect it. And then he quotes a very important raya. Just like that Gemara in the end of Avodah Zarah, B'yayin Nesach. Now, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah we have in front of us talks about yichud not between a man and a woman, but yichud between a guy and wine. A guy is found with in private with a barrel of wine. So we know that if a guy touches wine, we're worried that it's going to become yayin esech or stam yayinam. What happens if there is wine that's, again, it's not mevushel, it's not double corked, it's not double, you know, sealed. This is a regular barrel of wine and a guy in a room. So do we have to assume that that wine is not kosher anymore? That's the Gemara's question. Again, nothing to do with yichud that we typically think of. Look at the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Amud Aleph. Hahu Beisa. There was a house, a bar, a tavern. There was Jewish wine. All Ovei Kochavim. A guy enters that house. Achta ledasha ba'apei. He closed the door in front of the Jew. Says the Gemara.
Just closed, no lock.
Sorry?
Just closed.
Hold on. It sounds like it just means closed. Aser. Okay, I cut out a lot, bunch of the Gemara. Nin al ha-pundak, osh amr la-shmar. If the pundak, the tavern, was locked, or the Jew said to the guy, could you please watch this for me? Aser. Now, why did the Gemara have to say that the door was locked in order to make the food aser? Just say the niskar ha-pundak. Why does the Gemara take that extra step and say that it was nin'al? So the Rashba wants to learn from here that only if the door is locked is that going to make the wine aser. But if the door would be unlocked, then the presence of the guy with the wine won't make the wine aser. And just like, you see what the Rashba is doing? The Rashba is taking a sugya that has nothing to do with yichud. It's taking a sugya that has to do with a guy being scared.
Right.
The concept of mirsas. What is mirsas? Mirsas is, I'm going to behave because somebody might walk in. Like you have a restaurant without a mashgiach tamidi. Yeah. Why is it okay to have a restaurant without a mashgiach tamidi? Because the guy are scared. Somebody, the mashgiach might come at any given point. So the guy is scared the Jew might walk in.
The video camera help?
Video cameras, so that's a great question. Somebody asked me that question today. I would think that a video camera, if the video camera is a live stream, meaning there's somebody else watching it right now, I would assume that that would be permitted. That would not be yichud. If it's just recorded, I don't know if that would be a hetter. And I have an interesting proof to that svara. What's the difference? But if you're recorded, you're scared to do anything, right? I'm scared to do anything. I know I'm being recorded. I'm not going to do anything wrong. They're going to catch me in 3 weeks. She's going to file a complaint, and they'll look at the video, and they'll catch me in 3 weeks. Listen to my svara. I'm making it up. I could be wrong, but listen, I think it's a strong svara. The post can talk about it for the following terrible, terrible, terrible situation. There were times in Jewish history, I'm going to take an example, let's say in the time of the Inquisition. let's say in the time of the Nazis, Yimach Shmo. Any guy who is found to have bia with a Jewish woman will be put to death. Now, how does that manifest itself in the mind of a guy? Guy's going to tell himself, oh, he has a taiva. He wants to do something wrong. But if he knows that if he's caught, he'll be put to death. Is that enough to make the guy scared? If he's caught, he's going to be put to death. No ifs, ands, or buts. The inquisitor will have his head. Is that a heter for yichud? Because nothing could happen. What's the whole point of yichud? We're worried that something's going to happen between the two of them. Here, he's terrified. The guy would be terrified to do anything because he'll be killed. The poskim say,
no good.
That's not a heter. That's not a heter because the Yetzirah is too strong. Just because it will happen later, it may happen, it may not happen. I think the same svar applies. If you have a video camera that somebody will look at later, if a person has a Yetzirah right now, they're not going to be caught right now. The fact that something may happen later and they might get, you know, have repercussions later, I don't think is a svara to permit yichud right now. It's my own tzushtel, take it or leave it. Okay, what we have is a Rashba who seems to say explicitly that yichud is only a problem if the door is locked, and therefore we have a kula in all of our scenarios. The electrician could go to the house, do his work, just leave the front door unlocked. I could go into my house with a babysitter, the cleaning lady is there, just leave the front door unlocked. The law firm, as long as you leave the front door unlocked, it's okay. The doctor's office, as long as you leave the examination room unlocked and there are people in the waiting room, it's okay. We solve the problem, right? And if you look at the Rabbeinu Yonah and the source number 4, the Sefer Ayira, you'll see the same point. He says some interesting things, by the way. And let's just mention them because they're so fascinating. Because look how he reads. Again, this is not really a Sefer Halacha, it's Sefer Ayira. Rabbeinu Yonah Shari Tshuva is more of a Halacha Sefer. Sefer Ayira is more of a Musar Sefer. Al tisyachinim shum isha, afilu bitcha. Wow, you see that? This is mutter. It's mutter. This is like a midas chasidus. Even with your daughter or your sister, afilu pnu. Even if your sister is still single, chutz mi ishtecha. You shalom yisyachin with your wife. No other women, even your daughter. Afilu hinida v'imcha. Fine. Then it's mutter. If it's your mother, it's mutter. If your wife, even if she's neither, it's mutter. Ve'ezel yuchad. Oh, this is the punchline. Sagar b'mafteach o b'manul. You can't have a clearer rishon than these words. It's yichud when? If it's sagar with a key or a lock.
You need a key to enter.
That's the yichud. Zeh yichud ha'amar b'Torah. This is the yichud d'orais that we're speaking of. But if it's not locked, that's not yichud. Okay, so we have the Rashba, we have Rabbeinu Yonah, two very reliable rishonim who say clearly and explicitly, there are no other rishonim that I know that say otherwise. It's only us, or it's only yichud if the door is locked. And therefore, we found the kula to our shayla. We could all go home now. As long as we leave the front door unlocked, everything's fine. I don't care if the door is closed. Okay.
But even your daughter?
This is Musar. This is Midas Chasidus. I told you, it's not halacha.
Oh.
Says the Pesvei Tshuva on the Shulchan Aruch. But the Shulchan Aruch says,
in all these situations, there are an age limitation. Like,
yeah, that's not our sugya. Yes, we're only talking about a girl who's 3 years old or a boy who's 9 years old.
I was thinking, but a woman who's
90 is
Asa Daraisa. What?
Could be Asa Daraisa. The fact that she's 90 doesn't help. Okay. If he's 90 and he's clinically impotent, that's a tshuva from emotion, which we don't have time to discuss. If she's 90, it's Nisa Daraisa. If he's 90 and he's physically unable to have bia, he's clinically impotent, that's a tshuva for a Moshe, then maybe there's no Isser Bia, that's a good, there's no Isser Yichud, that's a good Ha'ara. Look at the Pischei Tshuva, where the Shulchan Aruch says that Pischei Pasuch, the Rishus HaRavim, there's no Yichud if there's an open door to the Rishus HaRavim, says the Pischei Tshuva, Ayin B'Shailas B'Tshuvas Rebbe Kivya Eger, U'B'Tshuvas Hagon Beis Meir, who's a contemporary of the Rebbe Kivya Eger, and they wrote to each other about this Sugya, and you know what they both came out with? Shakasa, both of them reached the conclusion, the ikal medak mizeh. They make a diak from the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch and from the lashon of the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? Pesach pasuach l'rishus harabim is mutter. If the Rashba is correct, that the only thing that's us is if the door is locked, but if the door is closed, it's okay. What should the Shulchan Aruch have written? What should the Gemara have written? Pesach ha?
No.
No, null is usher. What's less than null, but?
Sagur.
Sagur. Sasum. The Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara said, Pesach ha sagur. Ha sasum. Lushus harabim. Is mutter. The only thing that's usher is null. So the Rebbe Gveger's medayik, it says Pesach Pesuach, it sounds like it has to actually be
open.
Pesach Pesuach
open.
Often doesn't mean that in Shabbos, yeah, right? It means facing.
Yeah, I hear that. Apparently Rebbe Gveger feels, he has other proofs also, he feels that itself is be a sufficient diak, your comment notwithstanding. Therefore, Rebbe Gveger starts off with a diak from the Lashon of Shas. That's only motiv. It's open. Open in the sense of ajar. Not just closed, but unlocked. And then he says, but what about that famous Rashba? The only Rishon who talks about it explicitly, who said it very clearly, that if it's locked, it's us. Or if it's unlocked, it's mutter. Look what he says. Umad de'isa. He's quoting the Pesach Tshuva, quoting Rebbe Gveger. Umad de'isa b'tshuva sarashba de'en yichud ad shehi habayis no b'minol. That Rashba that we started this year with, that sounded, oh, everything's clear and dandy and easy. We solved all the world's problems. As long as you have the doors unlocked, you're fine. You could leave it closed, just leave it unlocked. This whole Rashba is a toast so fair. That is correct. He doesn't quote, yes, that is correct. Okay, that is correct. But could we prove this? Again, I don't want to get into the Tos Sofer because it's a little bit more complicated. It says the Pesach Teshuva, but I could prove to you that the Rashba is not a Tos Sofer. You know why? What do I have to do? How do you find out if something's a Tos Sofer? If you're talking about a Sefer that's 500 years old.
What's the case of the Gemara? The Gemara talks about it. You gave the case of the.
Yeah. He deals with the case in Avodah Zarah. He gets out of it. Greg goes out of it. Well, yeah, but how do you find out if you're an academic? Forget being a Talmud Chacham for a minute. You're an academic. You're a critic. You're an editor, and you want to put out a critical edition. How do you figure out if something is a Torah Sofer or not? You have a Rabbi Akiva Eger in the late 1700s, right? Does that make sense? Is that when he lived? Rav Kveger lived in the late 1700s, early 1800s. So Rabbi Akiva Eger states that there is a printing mistake in the Rashba. How do you verify that?
Well, you see how he's quoted by contemporaries, that would be one way.
You see how, who's quoted?
How the Rashba.
Exactly. If we find a Rashba, if we find the Rashba quoted by somebody else, much earlier than Rav Kveger, and it quotes this Rashba the way we think it is supposed to be, then we're going to have a good historical rejection of Rebbe Kveger. Say it's not a Torah Sofer. V'harei, look at the Radvaz. The Radvaz who lived, I believe, in the late 1400s. Right? The Radvaz is just on the border between Rishonim and Achronim. He's like one of the last Rishonim, I believe. I happen to love the Shas which is Radvaz. One of my favorite Svarim. We often paskin like the Radvazes in general. Look what the Radvaz says in source number 6. Sha'alta mi meni. You asked me, said the Radvaz, Hayichin asher yizkiru chacham v'chol makom. There's yichin in all kinds of places. There's yichin when it comes to a sota. There's yichin, you know, that we're talking about. There's yichin in all other situations. Imtsa shi'a pesach habayis v'chad esagur v'afilu pasuach. Is it only if the door is closed or even if the door is open? We're not going to get into the... Look at the tshuva. Geder yichud hu, what is yichud? She yushneim b'makam echad. What he's trying to say, he's actually talking about a case where you have an open area. It's not a door, it's not a house, it's not a room. It's in an open area. Could there still be yichud? That's what his shaila is really dealing with. For example, a gazebo, but in an isolated, you know, ranch. You could be secluded, but not in a house, not in a building, not in a room. That's his shaila. Turn the page. Says Radvaz. For example, source number 2. I'm sorry, page number 2. Shimnis yachtu imo ba'afela. If there's yichud at night, then there's going to be yichud. If it's dark outside, you know, you could have yichud in any backyard. You don't have to have a doorway. You don't have to have a locked gate. They're acting in darkness. So that's seclusion. Even if you don't have a house, you don't have any doors, it's still going to be yichud. V'chein, even if you are in the middle of a house, there are 50 people in the house, but underneath the bed. V'chein tachas margalos amita. Makom shein adam ra'azam. Nobody sees them. They're underneath the bed. That's going to be yichud. Etc. Yichud is wherever there's a... wherever there's a privacy enough that people will not know what they're doing, that's going to be yichud. That's going to be yichud that we talk about by a wedding, right? The chup, the cher yichud. And look in the end of source number 6, he quotes v'zeh loshon harashba. I underlined it. V'tshuva hagafas d'losa shamarta ein ze yichud ad shiyeh beis nabayis na'ol. He quotes the Rashba how? The original way we learned it. Not like Rabbi Kveger's accusation that it's a Torah sofer, but the Radvaz, who's again the end of the 1400s, the end of the 1400s is, you know, 300 years, 250 years before Rabbi Kveger, quotes the Rashba the way we have it, that indeed the Rashba only asks yichud if the door is locked. If it's unlocked, it's not yichud, even if it is closed entirely. It's just, it's not ajar. As long as it's unlocked, it's okay.
Did Rabbi Kiva
here
say that the Radvaz had a faulty version?
Yeah, at some point, you know, the Radvaz lived, you know, the Radvaz, I don't know where he lived, he had a version of the Rash, but it's the same as the original Rash. But so the onus of the burden of proof is on Rabbi Kiva Eger. Yeah, but even if he has, again, you could, I don't want to get into too much. What?
Even if it was faulty, he accepts it as being a possibility.
That's also true. That's also, that Vaz also assumes that it would be a reasonable version. But now we have to take the sugya a little bit deeper. Now we're going to go a little bit more into this
Svaras. Should this depend upon what society is like that time?
No.
Check it out with the people going through it. Why not?
No. Because there are definitions.
Nowadays in this neighborhood, let's say. No, they're not. So then it should...
I don't know. You'll see in a few minutes why I'm saying this, but I don't think that will be dependent on society. No. Let me present two things that will relate to what Rabbi Fein is saying a little bit, and let's try to understand the svara of why Pesach Pasuch L'Rishus HaRabim is mutter. Let's assume that the door has to be, like Rabbi Kveger says, Rabbi Kveger paskins, that the door has to be ajar, literally ajar. It has to be, it's not enough to be unlocked, it has to be ajar. Which for a doctor is like not even possible, right? Imagine seeing a patient, you know, seeing a patient with something, something in a private area and they leave the door ajar. That's not even, you know, can't even fathom such a thing. We're going to definitely have to find some other heter. But, you know, okay, in the law firm, you have to leave the front door a little ajar. It's not really safe, but if you have to do, okay. If you have to leave the door ajar, what is that assuming? What's the heter? Is that somebody will walk in? No, exactly.
No,
somebody's walking
there's
by,
no
they
privacy.
Can see. That's not
right.
Privacy.
Why are they doing anything for somebody can?
Yeah.
No. We'll say that in a minute. But no, if you hold that,
no
you
privacy.
Need the door ajar,
right.
You don't have privacy.
Right.
They can see right in.
Right.
Now say what you're going to say in a minute. However, if you learn the longest, like the Rashba says explicitly, that it's okay if it's closed, as long as it's unlocked, then... the heter is, like you said,
somebody might
that somebody in. Could. You have a mirsis. You, right. The person inside, have a mirsis. You have a fear
right.
That somebody might walk in unannounced and just barge in.
Right.
So that's those are two different svaras. Those are two different svaras. And there's a very important nafkamina, hold on, between these two svaras. I'll tell you what the nafkamina is. Listen to this. How late at night will we give you this heter of Pesach Pasuch L'Rishus HaRabim? Well, if the svar is that the door is closed... but I'm worried that somebody might walk into my house unannounced. Well, how late at night is it reasonable that people walk into other people's houses? Basically. Again, we don't have... it doesn't have to be at 4:57 p.m. like it was last week. Half an hour after Shkia, like the Rambam says, or the Rif says. Tichel HaRagam HaShuk is... the Chazon Ish said in 1950s in Bnei Brak, 10 p.m., at 10 p.m., until 10 p.m., you were there, right? You were in Bnei Brak in the 1950s?
No, 60s? I wasn't born at
60s. I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. I just, but you were in Bnei Brak.
Yes.
I know, you told me that. You had a chavrus in the Panovich with the Chashma Dayan, that's correct. So the Chazanir said, as late as people are walking the streets, people have to be walking the streets, and walking the streets in a way that they could
go visit somebody. Go, you know, you go visiting. Like, in the same way you don't call somebody at 2 in the morning, well, you certainly aren't going to knock on somebody's door at 2 in the morning. At 9:30, you'll call them, and at 9:30, you'll walk into their house. At 10 o'clock, you'll walk into their house. Nowadays, maybe even at 11 o'clock, some people walk into your house. Right? Yeah?
That's what I'm bringing up to you. It depends upon society at that time. That's what I'm saying.
In that sense, yes. That's, but we're not talking about what... however, listen to this. If, however, and this is a Lumsdor point, if we're going to hold, like Rebbe Kaveger, that the door has to be ajar, how late should that heter be? I'll say that again. If you need the door to actually be open, not wide open, but some open, do you think it's going to be mutter to have yichud in that room with the door ajar at 12 at night, at 2 in the morning?
Yes.
If the door is ajar, then even if it's not a time that people walk into the houses, anybody walking by, even if it's rare that somebody walks by, the fact that there's a random person walking by at 3 in the morning, look straight inside, oh my gosh, look what's happening. What we come out with is a gigantic nafkamina, which halacha we're going to hold by. If we're going to hold by the chumrah of Rebbe Kveger, the door has to be ajar, you end up with a kula, that heter is going to be 24 hours a day. Because the door is open, people can look in, anyone passes by. If you're going to hold like the way the Rashba posits, the way I'm pushing, that you only need the door unlocked, that heter will only exist as late as people walk into houses. And that's going to be a big chumrah. So halach l'maisa, what we're coming out with, if we're going to be makel and allow just the door unlocked, you don't have to leave it ajar. You only have that heter as long as latest people walk into our houses.
So 11 o'clock
in this nekuda. It's like Tichel Rav Ben Hashuk. That nekuda, Tichel Rav Ben Hashuk. Now, to understand this, let's look at an unusual Gemara and a more unusual Tosfos. The Gemara tells the story of Palti Ben Laish. Shaul gave Michal Bito to Palti Ben Laish. Michal was his daughter, who was married already to somebody, to David, and Shaul wasn't so happy, so he gave her to Palti Ben Laish. Now, Palti Ben Laish is not allowed to be with her because she's Eishes David, I think. Says the Gemara, Ma Kiddushi Michal Palti Ba'Avera, and why was he called Palti? I'm going to be open. Palti Shmo, why was he called Paltiel? Shepalto Kelman Havera. Hashem saved him from Avera, from sin. How did Hashem save him from sin? Because he was there with his pseudo-wife, she wasn't really his wife. He was in the house with her. He took a cherev, no'atz cherev beno levena, he took a sword and stuck it between them in the bed right between them and says, anybody who crosses this sword should be stabbed with this sword. Meaning, we're going to have to stay separate. Now, they lived like this for years. For years, he was living in a house with a wife who wasn't really his wife. And he was never chote. And that's why the Gemara praises him so incredibly. And the Gemara says that the nisyonos that he had were beyond Yosef HaTzadik's nisyonos with Beishas Potiphar. Look what Tosfos asks. Tosfos asks a very simple question. How is he able to be misyachid with her? Forget about the fact that he was misgaber and he lived with a nisyon and he wasn't chote, he didn't do anything wrong, he didn't touch her with a finger. But it's yichud, right? And it was for years, the Gemara says. Asks Tosfos over there in Shabbos Yud Gimel, Palti Ben Laish, no, it's Becherav Beino Levina, how is he able to deal with the Yichud situation? And says Tosfos, Ikel Meimar, Shehaya Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim, Shelo Haya Misham Yichud, Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim. Let's stop here for a second. Tosfos is saying that the reason why Palti Ben Laish was able to be misyachid with her is because he left the front door open. Can I ask you, what time of the day did he leave the front door open?
All the time.
It was for years.
Yeah.
It was for years. That means, including in years, it's night times. 3 in the mornings, 5 in the mornings, 2 in the mornings, 4:30 in the mornings, 3:30 in the mornings. And yet, apparently, you see from Tosfos, the heter of Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRavim applied even in the middle of the night, even at 3 in the morning.
24 hours.
How could that be? It must be, says the Tzitz Eliezer in the next source, that what is Tosfos assuming? How could you have a heter in the middle of the night? Only if the door is
open.
Actually ajar.
Yeah.
What do you see Shitas Tosfos is? that in order to prevent yichud, the door has to be ajar. Because if it's just a closed door that somebody could walk in, well, nobody's walking in at 2-3 in the morning, there's no heter pesach pasul l'shus harabim in the middle of the night. Let's look at the Tzitz Eliezer, Chelik Vav Siman Mem. What? Well, what do you require? If Tosfos says the heter pesach pasul l'shus harabim would apply even at night, even at 3 in the morning, it must be that his understanding, pesach pasul l'shus harabim, is such that it would provide you a heter at 3 in the morning. If you hold the door is closed but unlocked, that's not the case. You don't have that heter at 3 in the morning.
That's one time a day. Maybe the middle of the night you have to have it completely open, but during the regular day you can have it sabur.
Pesach Pasul is one, the word, it's a heter, whatever the heter is, it's one or the other.
Only then, because he did it 24 hours a day.
Right, but it's not so the stabber that there's two definitions of the same phrase. So if you hold that, it has to be open, so it's open. So that's why it worked during the night. That's the point that the Tzitz Eliezer makes
in the next paragraph.
We don't have to look inside because I said the Svara. He proves from Tosfos that Tosfos must be saying that Pesach Pasul L'shus Harabim is mutter even at night, and the only way you could say it's mutter at night is if it's actually ajar. Like whom? Like that Chumrah of Rabbi Kveh Eger, that a door has to actually be ajar. So it's not just Rabbi Kveh Eger who's going against the Rashba. Rabbi Kveh Eger seems to have a Tosfos on his side. Again, Tosfos doesn't say the word ajar, but we see that Tosfos says you have the heter of Pesach Pasuach even in the middle of the night, which could only make sense if it's ajar.
Was this help in the bedroom, or did they sleep in the living room?
In the olden days, they only had one room. They didn't have four or five bedrooms and three bathrooms and a dining room and a den and a kitchen and a living room. What?
It must have had
seven. No, even a hundred years ago in the ghetto, even 100 years ago they didn't. You know, in Europe, in the shtetl, even then they had one room. A husband and wife would put up a sheet or something. At best, wait till the kids were sleeping. You know, that's what life was. You know, even 100 years ago, Kavachomer going back.
So the Yavanim did not close the door. That was one of the reasons people. This youngest, no, did they require that the doors never be closed?
It could be there's a chazal like that. I'm not familiar.
Very difficult thing to live with. I
mean, right. Okay, so that is basically the end of this sugya. And if we could just summarize it, we have two other points that we could talk about if we want, but if we could summarize what we come out with and then come out with the halacha mice. We have a machlokas, a raging machlokas between Rabbi Kveh Eger, the Beis Meir, and maybe Tosfos, who say that the door has to be ajar. On the other hand, you have what we assume is the Rashba, assuming there's no Tosfos sofer, and an explicit Rabbeinu Yonah, who say that the door, as long as it's unlocked, that's enough. You don't have to actually hold it ajar. So how do we, it's machlokas. What do you do when you have a machlokas, haposkim? How do you deal with this, Shaila?
Depending if you use the rest of the rabbonim.
Exactly. The way to deal with it will depend on what kind of yichud you're dealing with. If you're dealing with the yichud that's d'oraisa, then presumably there's a lot more room to be machmir. If you're dealing with the yichud that's only d'rabbonim, then presumably there's a lot more room to be mekel. So let's talk about a few shaylas halacha lemaisa. You have a cleaning lady. Her name is Maria from South America. She speaks Spanish. Not because she's from Mexico, she's from a different country.
I have both.
Lahabdil Alfi Havdalas. So Maria is not Jewish. So yichud with a non-Jewish woman, we said, right, that was the third stage of the historical development of the Isra of yichud, is only midah Rabbanan. If yichud with a non-Jewish woman is only midah Rabbanan, then we could be mekel and allow the door to only be unlocked. You don't need to leave it ajar. However, if it's yichud... No, once you're gonna hold it that the door is closed, then the heter is only as late as people are out at night. So therefore, you cannot have yichud with your babysitter at, you know, your babysitter can't sleep over if you leave the door unlocked. You can't have a live-in. If your wife is out of town and you have a live-in babysitter and there are no kids home, you can't be there after 10 p.m., even if the door is unlocked, because the heter of door unlocked only helps you while people, you know, walk into doors.
So you will have to open the door.
You have to leave the door ajar,
yeah,
or move out, or it's
currently. If you leave the door ajar, it'll be
Leaving the door ajar? Sure.
Yeah. What is it, yeah? It's open.
So you're asking how, okay, that's true. The Radvaz says that even if you leave the door ajar, if the doors are unlocked all the way into the house, let's say you have an office in the attic. You have a 3-story house, and in the attic, so you have to go through like 4 doors to get to, you know, that room, that inner room. If all of them are open or unlocked, whatever you happen to need, the Radvaz says that will be permitted. Even though there are lots of doors that have to go.
The Radvaz was working with the Svara of the Radvaz.
That happens to be a good point.
Saying according to Kibbe, the Svara was...
No, you're saying Faket. Well, you just said you meant the opposite. The Radvaz is assuming, like the Rashba, that the doors could be closed.
Right.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry, you are right. The doors are closed, and as long as they're all unlocked all the way into the attic or into the basement, your office in the basement, it'll still be mounted because each one is unlocked, each one, somebody could go into the next one and the next one and the next one. But if you have a hold of the door, actually has to be open, so then maybe it's only in the line of vision, right? In the living room, like somebody was mentioning, maybe only if it's in the living room would you have that heter. We have to think about that, I'm not sure. Okay.
She locks herself in her own room, does that help?
I don't want to get into that, that's a complicated story. That's complicated, I don't remember that. He asked if she locks herself in her bedroom. That's complicated. Let's talk about another case of yichud that's only derabanan. Tosus says, we didn't have it in the source sheet, but Tosus says that yichud is d'oraisa only if it's one and one. One man, one woman. But if you have one man and two women, which is aser, the last Mishnah, towards the end of the Mishnah, last Mishnah of Kmisach's Kedushin say that one man with two women is aser. It's aser yichud. However, it's only aser mid derabanan. Tosus says. So if that's the case, if you have one man and two women, right? You're at the law firm and you have your 2 paralegals, you have your 2 secretaries, you're working on a project late, they're working with you late, you have a doctor and he has his nurse and his office assistant late at night, you're doing your paperwork, she's doing her paperwork, so that's yichud mide rabbana, because there's more than one person there. Even if they're both Jewish, by the way. Even if they're both Jewish, but once you have more than one and one, then it's all yichud derabanan. So then what could we be makel on? We could be makel like this shita of, like the Rashba who says that you could leave the door just unlocked. As long as the front door of the practice is unlocked, it's going to be mutter. If, however, you're an electrician and it's just you walking into a house where there's an eshes ish, a woman in the balas habayis, there is yichud deraisa. She's Jewish. She's an Arab, she's an eshes ish. So maybe there would be more room to be machmir and to leave the door ajar as opposed to just closed but unlocked. Like, I think Mikra Hadin, we do assume like the Rashba that as long as it's unlocked it's permitted. But there's certainly room to be machmir where a person can. If it's not shasat chak, they should by yichud daraisa try to be machmir to leave it ajar if they can. That's as far as the sugya of leaving the door ajar or closed. I want to finish off with one point, and that is that this heter, we don't have time to talk about doctor's offices right now, but I want to talk about one other limitation. Just like we said, this limitation of when people are no longer knocking on the doors, it's too late at night, there's another limitation if he and she are gaspa, if he's gaspa. Gas, milashon, to be very friendly, to be very cordial. If someone who you're really close with, someone who you grew up with, or a very, very close friend, a very, very close colleague, a lady who you're very, very close with, if you and she are good friends, then there might not be a heter of Pesach, Pesach, or Shus, or Rabbim. So if you have a really good friend, a cousin you grew up with, a girl you went to elementary school with, and you've been best friends your whole lives, so there, the heter, Pesach, Pesach, or Shus, or Rabbim, might not apply. Of course, that's Machlokas. Chalkas Machlokas says in source number 14, by the heter, Pesach, Pesach, or Shus, or Rabbim, he says, Bekasba, you don't have the heter. So that's going to be another discussion. It's Machlokas. At that point, it's subject to Machlokas, but that's another limitation to the heter that we're speaking about of Pesach, Pesach, or Shus, or Rabbim. Either way, these are shilas that do come up often, and I encourage people to ask shilas. They come up in all stages of life. Person, you know, even when they get much older, they need a home health aide. There's also, God, they like to have yichud, you know, a woman be the home health aide for an elderly male person. That's also a shayla. That would relate to these kinds of discussions. And we should all be zocha to follow the, as we point out, yichud is indeed daraisa. It's an unusual mitzvah d'oraisa that itself is a geder. It's a geder min haTorah, an unusual genre of mitzvahs of a geder min haTorah. Hashem Himself creates a geder. There are a number of them, which is another time we could talk about what other mitzvahs are geder min haTorahs. But Yichud is one of them, and we should have the foresight too. It's an incredible geder that if a person is able to be careful with Hilchas Yichud, they could be saved from many, many surim and problems and accusations. And we should be always mekim nakitia mehashem b'nei adam.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.